Hi everyone, welcome to the Worldwide Wrestling Fans Podcast. My name's Chris Doyle. I've set up this channel and this podcast stream to try and interact with other wrestling fans out there from all over the world. You know, hopefully you get people in America, Australia like myself, and people in the UK and all over the place. Preferably English speaking, because it's the only language I know, so if you speak something else, try somewhere else. Today's show, I thought, as my first show, don't really know what I'm doing. I'm starting this off, sort of giving it a go, trying to trial and error it as I go along. But I thought tomorrow, Elimination Chamber's coming up. Big show for WWE. I thought I would probably just go through it, give my predictions on it. Hopefully if anybody watches this show, they'll give some predictions too, put them in the comments. I'll give you some of my other links, my Twitter and email. Feel free to contact me. Hopefully when I get this show going and do live streams, interact in the comments, take questions and have a chat and have a good time and have a bit of a laugh together. So let's just make a start and get into the Elimination Chamber and see where we go. So, just having a look at the card here. All the matches seem to be championship matches bar one. So we'll start off with that one. First up, we've got Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin. So this feud seems to be going on forever. Sort of sick of it. Kind of bored with Braun and Baron. Hopefully this will be the end of it, but I'm not sure if it is. They had that match, well, it was a so-called match, was it a TLC? It was TLC, that was in December. So that was, you know, 2 months ago when Braun had the elbow or shoulder surgery and he couldn't compete properly. But they just had all the run-ins. Angle came in and Balor came in, all the people he'd sort of wronged. Heath Slater made him the referee. They all came in and had a shot at Baron Corbin. But, you know, who really cares about this match, really? McIntyre and Angle aren't on the card anywhere else, so they're probably going to get involved. It's a no DQ match, so so that sort of rules out a screwy sort of finish, you know. Otherwise, I would have said Corbin probably wins on a DQ, you know, maybe Angle gets involved and gets Strowman DQ'd, something like that, but it's a no DQ match. Can't see Strowman being pinned or tapping out, so you would probably have to lean on Braun Strowman to win that one. So yeah, match one, let's go Braun Strowman. Match number two, cruiserweight title match. Buddy Murphy takes on Akira Tozawa. Don't know much about 205. I don't watch it regularly. I just see what I do on, you know, Twitter and Facebook, see the highlights and stuff like that. Sort of know what's going on a bit, but not a massive fan. I would think Buddy Murphy will probably hold on to it. Can't see any reason to take it off him. Try and build someone up. I don't know who they're building there on 205 at the minute, but I imagine they'd be trying to get a contender in line for Buddy Murphy for WrestleMania. They'll have some match on the pre-show there. So Buddy Murphy retains. I can't see, like I say, any reason to take it. I don't see Tozawa, only time he when he was with Titus Worldwide that time had a bit of a run, but apart from that, I don't think he's doing anything special. I haven't heard much buzz about him, so I can't see him winning the title. We move along to SmackDown Tag Team Championships. The Miz and Shane McMahon versus the Usos. Now this one's interesting because last week I probably would have leaned the Usos. The Usos might win. There might be a bit of dissension between the Miz and Shane in this match, I would have predicted. And then the Usos get the titles and go on and do something at WrestleMania, maybe a multi-man tag match with, you know, Heavy Machinery and New Day or whatever at WrestleMania. But yeah, Jimmy Uso was a naughty boy at the weekend or a few days ago. So he got in a bit of trouble with the police, got arrested, drunk. Well, apparently the reports there was a smell of drink in the car. I don't know if he was issued with any disorderly conduct with the alcohol involved, but I think he spent the night in the cell. But yeah, WWE aren't going to be too happy about that. And after previously Jay, I think about 6 months ago, he had a DUI as well. So they're not going to like this continuous behavior out of the two of them. So I can't see them winning now. Maybe The Miz and Shane will have their little breakup further down the line. I did read that Shane has a guest appearance on NCIS, one of those crime shows, coming up in March. That might be a little bit of jealousy in the A-list, or The Miz may come out of that. So that might be something interesting to watch out for. Maybe that's where it comes and leads to that match. And we still have Fastlane, another pay-per-view before WrestleMania, as if we needed another one. But there's another big event coming up. So perhaps that's where they'll drop the belts to someone, lose the belts to somebody. Because I can't see The Miz and Shane being a long-term tag team. They're not going to hold those belts for a year. I think that's going to be the big lead up to WrestleMania, unless they keep them through Mania and that's where the turn happens. That could also happen, you know, the jealousy builds up in Miz to keep them to WrestleMania, and then something happens there and somebody and Sheamus and Cesaro retain, get them back at WrestleMania. Maybe that's where they go to. But I'll go for Miz and Shane to retain. On to the Intercontinental Championship. This one's interesting. This is a handicap match for the IC title. And it's Finn Balor versus Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush. So Finn can win the title by pinning Leo, which is something that throws a bit of a misdirection for me. I don't think Finn's going to win this title at the Elimination Chamber. I'm hoping it's a bit of a build for him. I think Finn needs something ever since he came back from injury and, you know, relinquishing the Universal title. He never really has got on a roll. He's been, you know, 50-50, win some, lose some, big match, lose it, you know, win it, build him back up again. I would like to see him win the IC title. I think he needs it. I think a nice run with that will build him up for the future. Bobby's just won it. The title's been bounced about a bit. It's gone from Seth to Ambrose to Bobby. Bobby's only got it a few weeks, I think. So hopefully he gets the couple of month run out of it up to Mania. And then Balor comes, maybe keeps getting screwed a bit out of these matches, you know. And the Demon. He's got the Demon thing for WrestleMania. I think that would be a nice way to take it. And finally, Finn gets some gold. But not at Elimination Chamber. So I say Bobby and Leo retain somehow. Well, they should retain, really. There's bloody two of them. So you'd like to think so. Up next, Ronda Rousey, Double R versus Double R, Ruby Riott. So this one is tricky. It's hard. It's a tough one. I don't know who's going to win. Is it going to be Ronda Rousey or is it going to be Ruby Riott? I don't know. Maybe Ruby Riott's going to WrestleMania to face Charlotte. Maybe that's what it is the whole time. Charlotte's in the main event versus Ruby Riott. That's the misdirection. And then Becky comes back. Fights Ronda Rousey for nothing. Yeah, couldn't see it. Ronda Rousey wins this, goes on to face Charlotte. See what happens with that. I wasn't overly impressed on Raw when, you know, Becky said, you know, said she was sorry, and then they threw this crap out with Charlotte coming out and being entered in the match. It looks like it's the way they're going. It looks like they're going for the triple threat match and Becky will get back in there somehow. But we'll let it play out for another couple of weeks. Maybe talk about that on a later show. But Ronda. Ronda has to win this, you would think. She is, she's in the prime pole position now to go on to WrestleMania for the, and the tie. I can't see Ruby just winning it at a at an Elimination Chamber pay-per-view after Ronda's run so far. So we'll go Ronda Rousey to retain. So everybody's retaining. The Miz and Shane are retaining. Buddy Murphy's retaining. Ronda Rousey's retaining. Bobby Lashley's retaining. That brings us to the Men's Elimination Chamber, where Daniel Bryan is retaining. In my opinion, anyway. So we've got DB, we got AJ Styles, we got Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, and Kofi Kingston. Excuse me, I take a drink. I think with this one, I think Daniel Bryan has to retain. I can't see him losing the title, but if they did want to get the title off Daniel Bryan and go a different direction, this is exactly the match to do it in, where anybody can win. But I think the story, and Daniel Bryan's been so good in this, you know, environmentalist, bad guy sort of role. He got rid of the leather belt, I thought was great, great idea. I don't really like the look of the new belt, the new title, the wooden look to it, and the material strap. But it is what it is. But the idea behind it, I like the idea, I like the way they went there, because it is a bit hypocritical being this environmentalist, save all the animals, I'm a vegan, then you're carrying a leather strap around. So I did like it, and I think that's going to build to something that has to go somewhere, and it's WrestleMania, has to be that moment. But it's, who does he face then? AJ, I think that's finished, that thing's done. AJ still being, you know, pushed to the top of the card. I can see him just going off in a feud. Looking at this match, I think people are going to get paired off. I can see AJ and Randy. That'd be a good match. That'd be an awesome match at WrestleMania. And I can see them going that way. AJ Styles, Randy Orton. That would be really good. Then we've got Jeff Hardy. I'm not too sure where he's going. He's sort of been cooled down an awful lot. You know, ever since his feud with Randy, really, that the Hell in a Cell with a screwdriver in the ear and all, that was good. But since then, he's had that little bit of a thing with Samoa Joe. But did they even have a payoff match for it? I don't know. It's kind of fizzled out. I don't really know what happened there. Maybe Jeff Hardy possibly got injured. I'm not exactly sure. But I can't see Jeff Hardy doing too much. Kofi showed up, done a great showing in the Gauntlet match on Tuesday night. Lasted an hour, put in a great performance. Maybe that's the way they want to go. Maybe they think Kofi is our man. Kofi's been here 11 years. It's time for him. It's his opportunity. Bang, put him in there with Daniel Bryan. You know, the environmentalist against the guys who love throwing pancakes about and bright colours and, you know, bloody trombones, all this crap, you know, material stuff, you know, all their merch, their socks, New Day socks, and ice poles, ice lollies, and, you know, ice creams and things like that. Maybe it's Kofi and Daniel Bryan. That's two opposites. My pick would be the other guy, Samoa Joe. I'd love to see Samoa Joe and Daniel Bryan. I think Samoa Joe deserves it. I think he's been awesome the last year and a half, 2 years. Back to his feud with Brock, the Great Balls of Fire. I remember, what a name for a pay-per-view, Great Balls of Fire. Back since then, his move to SmackDown was awesome. His feud with AJ, he was given AJ this, you know, fairy tale book. You know, that's ridiculous. But Joe was so good at it, and his promo. I think he's the best promo in the company at the minute. And I'd love to see him just turn maybe in this match, give him a good showing, you know, get the fans behind him. You know, Daniel Bryan just sneaks in at the end, gets the win. But then the fans are behind Joe, and then Joe goes for Bryan on to WrestleMania and finally gets crowned, gets a shot he deserves. I think Joe definitely deserves it, and I think it'd be awesome. He'd be my pick. But yeah, for this match, I think Daniel Bryan retains as well. I think all the champions, I don't think any massive title changes are going to happen in this match, in this card, in this event, but I'd love to see Joe get a good showing and him be the focus going into WrestleMania to take on Daniel Bryan. What a match that'll be. You know, I'm sure they used to have some great matches back in ROH, you know, 10 years ago. But I'd love to see that at WrestleMania. How good would it be? And then finally, we go on to the women's tag team titles, where there will be a new champion, because there has to be. Nia Jax and Tamia versus the Riot Squad versus Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, Fire and Desire. Yeah, good one. The Iconics, Bayley and Sasha, and Naomi and Carmella. Fabulous Glow. Great. I think Fabulous Glow lights out on that one. Naomi, again, probably not in the best books with WWE. Maybe her behavior was fine. Maybe she is in good books. Maybe she was the voice of reason when the police were arresting Jimmy at the time. But she was the driver. I don't know if she's been charged with any drinking and driving or anything, but I haven't looked into it much. But yeah, they're thrown together tag team. They're only in there to make up numbers. I would have loved to seen Kairi Sane and Io Shirai come up from NXT and get into it, but obviously they're going with main card talent for the first one. I'm sure they'll come up soon and get thrown into that tag team division. But Naomi and Carmella, yeah, knocked it. And especially with the news of Carmella, I don't know how many people know this. It just came out a couple of hours ago. Corey Graves' wife has put up an Instagram post accusing Corey having an affair with Carmella. He's a father of three beautiful kids with his wife. It's a tricky situation to be in. You know, a lot of things will happen in WWE on the road. You know, we got the sex tape a few years ago with Paige and Xavier Woods and Brad Maddox and all that. I'm sure they're all fucking all the time on the road. They need to. They don't really see anybody else. They're together all the time. But for a father of three kids to be accused, it's only accused at the minute, so we don't know if it's true. Don't know if she's heard something, took something the wrong way, but she's put it out there. So they might be trying to keep Carmella under wraps at the minute as well. But yeah, Fabulous Go, night-night, they're out. Iconics, too green for me, too young to the product. I can see them doing some like tricky heel tactics or something, you know, but they're going to get caught out, pinned, done, out of there nice and early. I can't see them lasting too long. Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, next team I'll eliminate. I think Mandy Rose is going to Mania to fight Asuka for the title. I think that's their direction. I think it has been for a while. She was my outside pick for the Rumble. I thought if they didn't want to go the Becky and Charlotte route, that they would go with Mandy Rose, set her up with Asuka, and that would be it. I think after the Elimination Chamber, we'll start to see that. I think Mandy Rose is going to WrestleMania with Asuka. Who else is there on SmackDown? Who else is she going to go with? We need a bad guy on SmackDown. Is it going to be one of the Iconics? I don't think so. Who really else is there? There's Naomi, Carmella, baby faces with this dance break thing and all. I think it has to be Mandy Rose. So she ain't winning no tag team title. Riot Squad as well, they'd be my next people to go. Liv and Seraph, doing great. Riot Squad's getting plenty of time on Raw, doing a great job, but I can't see them winning the titles just yet. I think they need a bit more time. Their time will come. They're really good. I really like Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan, but just not yet. I think they need to go with an established name, and I think that's going to be Nia Jax and Tamina or Bayley and Sasha Banks. I think those are the two teams. Bayley and Sasha, you would think, you know, new champions, new, you know, big celebration, fan favourites, they win it. But I'm going to go with Nia Jax and Tamina. I think they like Nia, obviously, putting her in the men's rumble. Want to make a big statement with her, make her and Tamina the first time champs. Would be really good for them. And then Bayley and Sasha can build up and get that rematch at WrestleMania. Maybe, you know, we pass the titles over then. But I think they're going to go Nia Jax and Tamia, and that's my prediction for the women's WWE Tag Team Championships at Elimination Chamber. And that is it. That's the entire card. There's only 7 matches, so I'm not expecting, you know, I'm sure the elimination matches are going to go long. They're going to be 30, 40 minute matches, so that's going to take up quite a lot of time. Hopefully that women's match doesn't turn into much of a fucking shit show. It could, you know, a lot of inexperience in there. Especially, I can't see them doing a lot of big spots off the cage and the chamber and stuff, but there might be a few. Nia will get a big, you know, powerful spot in there. But yeah, it'll be a good card, fun to watch. I'll enjoy watching it tomorrow evening when I get home. But yeah, hit me up with any feedback. Let me know what you think about my predictions. Let me know your predictions. Write in the comments on YouTube. You can also email me. Email address is wwfpod@gmail.com. So that's wwfpod@gmail.com. On Twitter, I'm at wwfpod. So at wwfpod. And I'm not set up on Facebook yet, but I just did want to say on Facebook, another passion of mine is pro wrestling books. I like collecting autobiographies and stories of, you know, old territories and things like that. So I do have a Facebook group. So you just go onto Facebook, search pro wrestling book collectors, and just join. I'll accept you. And just join the group. And we've got lots of wrestling personalities in there, authors as well. Bill Apter's in there, Rip Rogers, got Lady Blossom, otherwise known as Jeannie Clark. She's in there with her book. You can talk directly to these personalities and speak to them and find out how to get their book. And they organize signed ones and things like that. I'm currently reading the Dynamite Kids book myself. I'm about halfway through it. It's an awesome book. Talks a lot of ribs and stuff he's done, and it's pretty funny. Pretty funny and pretty mean. Some of them. He tells one about Davey Boy, when him and Davey Boy were younger, just got into the Stampede. Dynamite had been there for a while, and Davey had just come over. There's a bit of an age difference between them. There's 6-7 years. And Davey came over to Dynamite's place looking for some steroids. He wanted to get bigger, you know, knew Dynamite had some. Dynamite said, yeah, come on in. Filled up a couple of syringes, this white liquid in it. And David Boy's like, oh, yeah, great. Couple of injections in the ass. All good. Thank you. On he went. Everything was great. The next day, or a couple of days later, big event, Calgary, David Boy into the locker room. All the boys started shouting, moo, moo, mooing at him. Dynamite had just injected him with some milk out of the fridge. Which is pretty funny, I thought. But all sort of stuff like that there. And, you know, he really enjoyed his time in Japan. I'm just sort of getting through the Japan stuff. He hasn't got quite to the WWE yet, but it's really good. I'm enjoying another one I've got here for all comic book fans. This is one I've got recently. The comic book story of professional wrestling. It looks really good. I haven't read it yet, but the illustrations and stuff in it's really good. All the old territories. This picture's been going about on Twitter for a while. It came from that book. You can see who all the territory heads of territories were, with Stu Hart, the Sheik, Jerry Lawler, you know, El Santo in Mexico, Peter Maivia. It's great. So I'm looking forward to get starting this one, but I'll finish Dynamite Kid first. So yeah, feel free, join there. Don't forget, hit me up, follow me on Twitter, hit subscribe on the YouTube page. I'm going to try and get all this loaded up onto iTunes and Stitcher and all that sort of stuff as well. But obviously want to try and grow the channel, get more of you, get more interactive, you know, get live streams out there, answer questions as we're going live, and even get yous on Google Hangouts. Let's talk face to face and have a bit of fun with it. All right, thank you.